Hello, I'm Barry Collins, editor of PC Pro, and I'm at CES 2012 with Tim Danton and John Honeyball. And we're going to discuss the trends to look out for in 2012 that we've seen at CES. Tim, what's the defining trend for you?
Well, actually, I think I could rename this to the things I'm heartily sick of from CES 2012. And that is the word smart. If you actually look at the billboards around CES, they're full of all the big names, people like Samsung, for example. And they are just plastering this word smart on everything. You've got smartphones now, of course, but now you've got smart TVs, you've got...
Smart washing machines.
Yes, John from over there, smart washing machines. Everything is becoming smart, and apparently it's got to be all interconnected, and everything's got to have an Ethernet port. But go on, John.
I was going to say, I mean, even Nikon's new D4 has an Ethernet port on it, which is about time, actually. But again, it's this sort of interconnectedness of everything.
And in fact, it's the same thing for wireless. We're seeing Wi-Fi built into five of Samsung's cameras and camcorders for this year's show. Last year, it was merely one. So this idea of everything being much more intelligent and interconnecting is one of the big themes. And built into that is this slight obsession that companies have, which they have to build their own platforms. Everyone's seen Apple, and they've seen how much money they're basically reaping in from their the Apple Store, and they are trying to follow suit by creating their own app platforms with the hope that somehow the developers will leave Apple and come, for example, to join Netgear.
On that point, of course, when you're talking about a smart TV, you've got an operating system, your applications and so forth. One thing I did think was interesting, what was hinted at in the Samsung keynote, was the removable processor subboards that they're doing on their televisions starting this year, so that you'll be able to go from twin core to quad core, more RAM, more functionality. Now, of course, this will be Samsung parts for Samsung televisions. This is not a third-party play at all. And they've got to be shown to deliver on this moving forward. But again, it's an interesting idea that the updating is coming to these devices.
It is. I'm very, very cynical about that, I must admit, because, you know, you look at, take printers. If you want to add memory to a printer, if you use their own brand of memory, it costs something like 10, 15 times as much. I think they've got you locked in to their proprietary system that you're going to be paying over the odds.
Well, talking of proprietary systems and Intel's Thunderbolt, we've seen it on Apple products and until now. It's starting to arrive on a PC, John.
Yeah, I mean, Thunderbolt is something I love dearly, even though it is still pretty early on the Apple implementation, and it's still a bit buggy and still has problems if you start loading up too many displays and too many 12 terabyte drive arrays. Not that I've ever done that, no. However, it is an Intel technology, it's not an Apple technology, we must remember that. And it was interesting to see Lassie doing more Thunderbolt devices, some of them aimed at the Mac, but some of them aimed at the PC. And we did see Acer launching a laptop this week, talking about a laptop coming with Thunderbolt on it. I think our second half 2012 wave of new sexy PC hardware, we will see a lot more Thunderbolt coming.
Another topic we saw at Acer press conference was high-definition screens, and Acer talked very, very briefly about a full HD tablet, and several other manufacturers are making noises in a similar vein. There's also a very, very... We saw a lot of 4K screens out on the stands. Sony, Sharp, all the big manufacturers, Samsung had 4K screens. But the one that stood out for me, and I know John's going to shake his head at me in a second, is an 8K screen over at on Sharp stand. That's 32 million pixels, or 16 times the resolution of a full HD screen. And I stood there watching the video with my jaw slightly sagging and a poor woman having to mop my saliva. But John wasn't quite as impressed.
I thought the picture quality was really quite rubbish. It was covered in noise, and the off-axis chroma performance was really quite poor. And I raised the issues with the poor chap from Samsung, from Sharp rather, and he had to admit that it was sort of R&D, work in progress, and so forth. I'm very pleased that they've done it, but the reality is that 4K is the ceiling for the time being.
I'll get them to drop the 85-inch screen off at my house then.